Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time to go inside the Hollywood Hamper. Regina J's Dirty Laundry. Brought to you by Stone Academy's Practical Nursing Program on 96.5 TIC.
Hello, Mike the Shark.
Hey, Gina J. Good afternoon, Friday. Let's get them into the weekend with some juicy stuff. The Dirty Laundry. It's ready to go.
So back in September, Lizzo was all upset because some food didn't get to her hotel in Boston.
That's right. And she claimed that this driver for Postmates failed to deliver her food at a Boston hotel. Her name is Tiffany W.
Yep.
So she goes online and says, you know, this Tiffany W. stole my food. Now Tiffany W. is turning around. She no longer works for the company. She's suing Lizzo for defamation and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Yeah, poor Tiffany. But
yeah, really.
I mean, Lizzo apologized. She knew she was wrong. I mean, she posted the girl's photo and everything, so all of her fans went after the girl. But we'll see if she gets any money out of this. Who knows?
Yeah, I don't see her getting much. She might get something, but, you know, come on.
So Jamie Foxx last night was in L.A. It was a party for the Golden Globe ambassadors, and he was cozying up to Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah, they look like a couple on the move there.
Yes, they do.
Very, 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 very handsome and pretty couple there. They were all dressed up to the nines, and they were together all night, hanging close to each other.
And they're both single now.
Well, there you go.
Kate used to date SNL's Pete Davidson.
Yes, she did. That was about a three-month romance there.
Yep, he has moved on. It's official. They were holding hands. Kaya Gerber, who is Cindy Crawford's daughter, who's 18.
And you know Cindy's got her head in her hands right now.
Yeah.
They were in upstate New York on Wednesday holding hands outside a grocery store, and they're trying to keep their relation on the down low.
But it's like, hey, gotta give him credit. At least, you know, he bounces around on the ages.
Yes, he does. I mean, Kate's ran around 48. He's 25.
Yep.
What is Kaya like?
18. So Kanye West brought his Sunday service choir to prisoners in Texas.
Really?
Yeah, and he performed for them and everything. He's getting ready because he's going to be on Joel Osteen with him on Sunday.
That's right. He's going to be having a 20 to 30 minute conversation with Joel. And then I think for the night service, he might bring in the choir for the night service.
Brooklyn Nine-Nine, if you're fans of the show, has been picked up for an eighth season on NBC.
Hey, do they talk like this?
I don't know. I don't watch that show.
You don't watch a cop show?
I know.
Holy cow, Gina.
I know.
This is the biggest news. That's even bigger than the news you just gave me about the show. Wow.
I know. And finally, Gwyneth Paltrow.
Right. Here we go.
She has her Goop holiday gift guide out.
Oh, boy. What crazy, insane thing is she selling this year?
$43,000 earrings.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep. Let's see, $425 sexy gold handcuffs.
Gold handcuffs.
Yes.
$425.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was hurt. Gold? Come on.
Yeah, I would rather have...
the furry ones.
Not that I'm going to be in any sort of situation where I'm going to need handcuffs, but...
$275,000 book.
What?
Yeah. Oh, and finally, one more, too. $1,300 if you want to spend on some S&M kit. There you go.
Once again, not something I'm probably going to get involved with, so I'll pass on that also. I don't like it. I don't want it to get hurt.
All right, so there's nothing on that list for you, Sharky. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no pain, no gain, but yeah, that's why.
That's
no
it.
Gain for me, no pain. I don't need it. That's just me.
She always does this, man. It's over like $2 million her list. It's like, come on.
So stupid.
I know.
People spend money. Well, people that spend money on that stuff have a lot of money.
Yeah.
But how about helping out some people in need? How about doing the right thing out there?